Podcast number 35 in English. Hello, everyone on the internet. Today is August 12th, 2021. This is your host, Yusuke Wada, probably the only funeral business podcaster discussing the death industry business of Japan in English. I'm also the researcher of the reform of death and the journey to the end of life. I must apologize for the people waiting for the weekly podcast last week. I had to skip it. And I'm also one day late for this one as well. I almost missed this one as well. Number 34 was about a special embossing paper that pops up after passing through the heater. Today, I wish to talk about a man 20 years ago who created this industry of relic collection business in Japan. His name is Mr. Taichi Yoshida, the president of the company called Keepers. I remember when I was still in the mortuary business trying to find a better way for a surviving family. There was always a problem of what to do with relics of the deceased. Being an undertaker, that wasn't my job, but there was a potential market from that very beginning, and people did not know how and what to do with them. Many threw it away as non-combustible waste and had to go to a dump. We took care of old Buddhist home altars, which we call it butsudan, and when needed, and took it apart out of our warehouse and threw them out. But many times, besides these religious materials, there are monetary values. Mr. Yoshida posted and sent business postcards, flyers, brochures to all funeral homes asking them to find a client in need of housekeeping. This is how it started. Yes, the crux is house cleaning. The house cleaning, you know, house cleaning after people dies. Yeah, that's a big market, actually. Families will often contact undertakers for a solution of what to do with their grandparents' relics and artifacts. They don't want to just throw it away because many are memorial matter. Many have memorial matters. And they also need house cleaning to get rid of these relics such as chairs, tables, sofa, and plant vase and many items that were cluttering the house. And sometimes they wish to get rid of them all or even their house and piece of land they own. Mr. Yoshida will take his staff and estimate how many trucks would be needed to get rid of, get them out and clean the house. He would take everything that the client did not want or need. He would do it for a cheaper price than the industrial standards. This was the second crux to it. He would clean, restore, and resell, and what he can do to the pawn shops or secondhanded sales industry, so that he could regain profits from that. But often the pawn shops and such places will purchase them at a dirt cheap prices. So he decided to establish his own and get the middleman out. Another thing he did was to take care of the unwanted Buddhist home altars, butsudan, and have the memorial ceremony, of course, at a price. Don't forget, these altars are home of deceased and had to be taken care of the religious rituals. And he would call in the Buddhist monks and have all that processed. The biggest market was that people would want to sell their grandparents' house and land since it was just a burden. It was just burdened them with about property taxes. In Japanese laws, if the property is not being used and labeled as empty house, aka akiya, by the municipality, that property tax at most becomes 6 times the regular real estate tax. 6 times. It's a penalty. So Mr. Ishida got his realtor's license and helping the clients cash in for their usage. Just about all of companies that exist in Japan that's that's in the relic collection and house cleaning business are Mr. Yoshida's subcontractors now. What makes Mr. Yoshida stand out in the industry? The way he grew his business was that he would put all the profit back into PR and commercials and pamphlets and brochures and direct mails. He's not only the industry leader, but he also knows the funeral industry, inheritance law, and how the will should be processed, and more than any other undertakers, and including his current rival subcontractors. Well, this wraps up the story today. We have to realize that funeral homes need to market using a different method. People in the death industry have to use not just brochures and pamphlets and YouTube. Actually, not too many funeral parlors use YouTube for marketing. Podcast has been around for almost 20 years since its first iPod appeared on October 23rd, 2021. Yes, that was 20 years ago. Due to the boom of Clubhouse, talk shows have been given a second thought, but the problem of the Clubhouse and many radio shows are that you need to listen while it's broadcasting and there's no archive. Podcasts are a simple method for people to catch up on what they have missed. Funeral business is dying due to shrinking services. Undertakers need to realize why such rituals are needed and not just blindly force customers to make their purchases. Explanation is necessary for all sales. They need to use a special landing page for marketing and on the internet. I'm doing a landing page creation session. Picking up with the clients is necessary, but who wants to really hear from a mortician? Teach the client some tricks of keeping funeral costs down and benefits of using different lawyers and specializing for their purposes. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast today, and please subscribe. A book about me can be bought from Amazon Japan called Shinigami to Yobareta Otoko, meaning a man called the Grim Reaper, or the man called the Reaper, which will be published in English by September as well. I'll be holding an event called a Book Break at FCCJA, the Foreign Press Club in Tokyo, on September 29th. This was your host, Yusuke Wada, probably the only funeral business podcaster in Japan, and signing off. Thank you very much. Adios, amigos.